The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to How to Survive, the show that teaches you how to survive the things that can kill you.
Like wild dogs.
Oof.
Or tainted water. How about cat scratch fever?
Oh, thank you. And the things that just make you wish you were dead.
Being snubbed by Oscar.
Yeah.
This is me, dot, 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 now.
Yes.
How about catering mishaps?
Oh, definitely.
I think we should all cheer up a little bit with our
theme song.
Ground is shaking under our feet. Mountains on fire, flooding in the street. Can't breathe the air, can't fight the feeling. Goblin down, Xanax ain't the way to be dealing. Gotta do better than just getting high. We gotta stick together if we're gonna survive.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome to yourself. How's it going?
It's great.
Good. Said with 100% authenticity.
What else can you do?
Well, Garen, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So, yay.
All right.
Slept okay?
Good.
Watched a cool movie last night.
Ooh, what was it?
It's called The Church.
I don't know it.
AKA Demons 3.
I'm guessing it's a horror film.
It is. It's like the third Demons 3.
Wait, how can they have
They just keep getting better and better.
Italy does this thing where they franchise movies that aren't part of franchises. So Demons and Demons 2 are the originals. They're the only ones related. Then there's Demons 3, so the ogre, the church, the whatever.
So they don't need to have... I mean, it's IP.
It's just...
But they're allowed to just make...
It's just to get people in the seats. There's no other... It's like,
so they can take the title.
Franchise. Yeah.
It's they can... I see. Okay.
Gray at best area, okay. Probably.
Interesting. But it was good.
Good movie. Mm-hmm.
Did you jump out of your seat and spill your popcorn?
No.
So?
It's not often that...
It takes a
I
lot.
I get scared in a movie anymore because I watch it so much. I'm kind of...
You're immune.
I'm a little immune. I mean, I'll jump. There's jump scares, but I don't... It's not often that I get like goosies or, you know, like...
Goosies?
Nervous. Yeah. Goosebumps.
Goosies?
Would you
I've
watch?
I've never said that in my life.
We watched. I don't believe you. We watched The Sweet Smell of Success.
Did it give you the goosies?
It gave me something else.
Oh. The
No, it's a really good movie.
Who's in it?
Okay, so it is.
I've heard of it.
Tony Curtis.
Classic. Oh, yeah. And he's very handsome.
Very handsome. Almost pretty.
Yes.
And Burt Lancaster.
Handsome in a different way, probably.
Yeah. And. Yeah, they're both bad guys. I've seen it before, but it turned out I didn't remember anything about it. They're just these kind of horrible people who work in the press. And then there was this other guy in there who was the straight guy, and it was driving me insane who he was. And then it turned out he's the guy from Adam 12. If you ever watched Adam 12,
No.
When I worked at Nickelodeon,
yeah,
I worked on a show called Invader Zim, and Frank Conniff of Mystery Science Theater 3000 was the head writer for a while.
Okay.
And so during lunch, he and I and another young lady would watch Adam 12. And it was awesome. Yeah. I had never seen it. It's very calming. Like, the pace of it is very calming. And
is it an old cop show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's an old cop show.
Okay.
From the, I'm not sure if it's the 60s or 70s. I want to say it's the Sounds 70s.
60s to me, just by the name of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was this Oliver's request?
Yes. Yes. I believe so.
Very nice.
Yeah. Did you watch anything?
Yes. I watched Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh, okay. Oh, so what did you think?
I loved it.
Okay, good.
I thought it was an incredible movie. Did you see it?
I did.
I think it's pretty brutal.
It's very brutal.
But I thought it was really good.
I saw Mean Girls.
And?
I thought it was really fun.
You saw it in the theater, I assume.
I saw it in the theater. I thought it was fun. Yes. I mean, I don't have a huge affection for the first movie. I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, I didn't know the musical, so I thought the songs were fun and good. And
same.
Yeah. Did you see the movie?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
I saw it with my kids.
Oh, did you like it?
Loved it.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
I thought it was fun, funny. There were some new jokes that weren't in the first one.
Right.
That I don't know if you remember this moment in the bathroom towards the end when Regina has her neck brace.
Yeah.
And she asks, like, how different it'd be if you were a boy.
Yes.
I howled.
It was a genius line.
Such a good joke. I mean,
you know what they would have called. Yeah, I won't give away the joke, but it was really funny.
So funny. I thought Renee Rapp was incredible.
Yes.
The two sort of
sidekicks.
Sidekicks, great performances.
Yeah.
Great, just.
That Halloween song killed me.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was so funny.
It was great. I loved it.
Do you know the music?
I saw the musical.
Oh, okay.
And I liked the musical better than the original movie, to be honest. So I'll probably I haven't seen the film version of the musical yet.
I didn't love the costumes. I will say that. I did not think her first outfit, she's wearing black leather. It was weird. It was I don't think that's the character at all.
Interesting.
She's tough, but it was also unflattering and just not a cute outfit. The whole thing is that they're supposed to be these. Anyway, it's a very minor point. I thought everyone was very good.
It didn't hit me that way, but I also can see your point, you know?
Yeah, it was just make her look. She looked good in everything else.
It's yes.
Just that. Anyhow.
Oh, speaking of Renee Rapp, did you see the recent SNL where she's the musical guest?
I did.
I was like, why not? Why isn't she the host?
I think because she's trying to launch her music career. Okay. And she probably was.
I don't know her from anything. I don't know what. Was she a singer? Was she an actress? I don't know anything.
She starred as Regina George on stage.
Oh,
on Broadway,
in the musical. Okay.
And from there, she is now released an album as a singer.
Okay.
And she was on one TV show, and I don't know what it was. Some teenage show that I don't watch.
Is it that Sex Lives?
Yes,
show?
That's it.
I saw
Sex Lives
only
and College Girls.
Alex was watching, and I was kind of watching / cleaning, I guess. And I was like, oh, so every sketch is just about him being so hot that people can't handle it?
Yeah, it was terrible.
I thought maybe that's what they do with actors who are so hot, but that aren't maybe comedically talented. So they're just like, just write it.
That's what Oliver said.
So hot. But I was like, the first sketch out of the gate, I was like, this is terrible.
Well, also, you knew where it was going.
It was so predictable.
It was like, oh, they're Short Kings. So it's like, oh, I wonder if the 6'8 guy is going to come on. And it was just such a.
It was not.
But
go ahead.
Sorry. The Cat Williams thing was fucking.
Oh, my God.
Hysterical.
It was really funny.
Did you see it?
I didn't see that one.
I love her.
She's a
genius.
Ego Nuotum. When they let her do her thing.
Oh, she's great.
So
oh my
funny.
God. When she was like, air? That's me. I came up with air.
Oh my God.
So funny.
We had to pause it to explain to Oliver what had happened with the Cat Williams thing. But he loved it so much. Then we watched a half an hour, 38 minutes of the actual Cat Williams thing on Shay Shay.
Yeah.
And then we watched it again.
Yeah. Oh, that's
sketch again. And
really
we had just been quoting it all week.
Oh,
it's,
God.
It was. And the other guy who doesn't really stand out was perfect.
Nice.
As that Shay Shay guy. He now, Kat, you know that can't be true.
It's a
oh
really
my God.
Good sketch.
Just watch that sketch.
Just for that.
Karen,
that.
Yeah. So funny.
Everything else you can skip.
Yeah, everything else you can skip.
I was
that
like,
sketch was hysterical.
The only one I saw was the AA one where it's an all women AA and then he shows up.
That was just another one. He's so hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Was I was lame. Just like, no, this isn't. Anyway. Oh.
Yeah.
And one more show recommendation I really enjoy on Apple TV is Oh my God, no, I'm not going to remember. It's like Criminal Intent.
That's Law and Order.
Criminal Justice.
It just started. Oh God.
With Cush Jumbo. It's English.
Cush Doctor, Jumbo?
That's her name.
Doctor Who.
That's
in it
her
too.
Name?
The Doctor Who guy's in it.
Cush
it's
Jumbo.
Like law degree or get to court or.
Criminal record.
Criminal record.
Okay.
So I think you should, if you're like.
I don't have Apple.
If you're like, I don't want to watch True Detective.
I don't.
You can skip that and then watch Criminal. What is it again?
Record.
Criminal Record.
Okay.
It's very good. Well, you know what? You're going to need it again because Severance is going to come back.
If it ever does, I will be the first person in line to get it.
And then you can watch Criminal Record.
Also, our showtime expired, so I didn't get to see the end of Fellow Travelers, but I get it.
Should we get started?
Yeah. I just want to say this one quick thing.
Say everything.
We came home the other night, and there was a dog with a vest, like a big dog, just out on our street.
Like doing a survey?
Yeah. He had one of those tripod trash. Things.
Yeah, he had like a pin.
Yeah.
A pin? I don't know. Keep going.
And so I say the thing with the vest because I'm assuming he belongs to someone and he's not a stray dog. So I start walking toward him. It's dark, you know, it's night. And Oliver starts coming with me and he was like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to see if he needs to go home or something. So we're across the street from him.
Yeah.
He charges us.
Oh, Jesus.
He runs across the street. He's barking. It's terrifying. He goes to Oliver, and I go, Oliver, don't. Just stay still. Just stay still.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the dog just went up to the house, and he keeps barking, and we just left. But
not your house.
No, I'm sorry. We were down the street at this point, like four or five houses from our house.
Mm-hmm.
And then... So he was pretty shaken up. I mean, he doesn't love dogs to begin with. And he's like really scared. And he was like, well, what would I do? Would I get big? Is that what I was supposed to do? I go, well, that's for bear.
Right.
And he goes, well, I punch him in the nose. I go, that's for shark. And he goes, what do I do? I go, I have no idea. He goes, well, I could outrun him. Like, no, you can't. You cannot outrun a big dog. I don't know. I just told him to stay still, which is what he did.
We got to do an episode on it, guys.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we should. Because I don't really know off the top of my head.
I don't either.
We're going to talk today about cat scratch fever.
That is so crazy. I just referenced that in something I was working on.
Really?
Yes.
Mind meld.
Mind meld.
Okay, so it's not just a Ted Nugent hit from
the... No, it's a real thing.
70s? I don't know when that was. I always like to reference Ted Nugent. So it's also called cat scratch disease.
Yep.
It's uncommon. It's a bacterial infection. You can get it from a cat scratch or a cat bite.
Okay.
Fleas infect the cats.
It's
always fleas, man.
Yep. Remember the plague?
Yep.
Same.
See?
Fleas on rats.
They're causing lots of problems.
Yeah.
So fleas infects the cat with the bacteria that causes the disease. Here are some symptoms. Rash or bumps on your skin, swollen lymph nodes, and a fever. It usually goes away on its own in a few weeks or months. However, not always. So we're gonna get into that and some things that you can do and how not to get it, blah-dy, blah-dy, blah-dy.
Okay.
All right. The bacteria is called Bartonella henselae. It can infect you if the cat bites you, scratches you, or licks an open wound that you have.
Barf.
Maybe don't let your cat do that.
Well, you're right. Yeah.
Cats, don't let your cat lick your open wounds.
Friends don't let cats lick their open wounds.
Exactly. Listen, listeners.
Yeah.
If you're letting your cat lick your open wounds, let's put a stop to that.
First of all, why do you have an open wound? Put a Band-Aid on that.
Yeah.
Don't be disgusting.
Why do you want that rough tongue grating against your open flesh?
My cat's tongue is very soft.
It is?
I don't know. I don't let my cat.
Do cats lick like how dogs lick? Do they lick for affection? No.
My cat, I've told you, tries to nurse off of all of our soft items. So, like, I have a...
You scarred that cat by taking him away.
Listen,
way too
we've
early.
Done all kinds of damage to this cat. He's doing a lot better.
Good.
But, you know, I have one of those... You know that company Barefoot Dreams?
Everything's barefoot with you.
Barefoot in the park.
Right.
I go barefoot everywhere I go.
Oh, no, I was thinking of Babyfoot.
Oh yeah, baby foot.
Yeah, I have which still grosses me out.
I have baby foot at home. I haven't done it yet, and you can really tell by my heels.
I got to do it too. Yeah, my heels are sticking to the carpet. Oh,
it's amazing our husbands haven't left us.
I know, that's right.
Remember,
it's amazing we got married in the first place.
It's amazing somebody agreed to marry us after that man said no one would ever marry me. That man. You know what his name was? Clark.
Ooh.
Never a good Clark.
No, the only Clark I can think of besides from Clark Kent, who is a good Clark.
Oh, he's a good one.
Is what's his face's alter ego in The Americans.
Clark. That was Clark?
Yeah, when he was with when he was pretending to be the boyfriend of
the Russian?
No, when he was pretending to be the boyfriend of
the blonde, the young blonde?
No, the lady who worked for the FBI.
The lady who worked for the FBI.
He pretended to be her boyfriend and for like the entire series.
And then, I don't know. And then she got shipped off to Russia.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I said the Russian.
His name was Clark.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I forgot that. You've watched it more recently.
True.
Okay.
Never watched it.
Oh, you're Garen. Really missing out. Garen, it's so good.
Please watch it. I'm begging you. I'm begging you.
Okay.
Watch it.
I will start it tonight.
Complications from cat scratch disease hospitalize about 500 people each year in the U.S.
Oh, my God.
So it's not a nothing disease.
It's not nothing.
All right. Do you want to know who's most at risk?
People with open wounds? the lepers?
Yeah, they're not listed, but I think you're right.
Okay.
The lepers. Who are the lepers these days?
Who are they?
Anyone who's around cats.
Sure.
So me. Out of the three of us, I would say.
Yeah.
Children under 15. If you have HIV or a weakened immune system, you're at higher risk.
Okay.
So be careful, people. What does it look like? Well, I told you already, but I'm going to tell you again. Swollen lymph nodes, bumps or cysts under your skin.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It can look like a rash or like nodules, and they're usually near your wound.
Okay.
So you might get scratched by a cat. It doesn't mean you're going to get cat scratch fever, obviously.
Right.
But if you start to see those bumps around the scratch.
Yeah, I was scratched. I've been scratched several times by my flea-ridden cat.
It's good
outside.
You didn't get this, right?
Well, I looked up what to do.
Good. You're a smart cookie. You listen to our show.
Yep.
All right. 3 to 10 days after you get scratched, here are some symptoms. I'm going to just give you a larger amount of symptoms.
Okay.
The bumps or cysts we've talked about. Swollen, painful lymph nodes.
Yeah.
We all know those are around often around the neck, but sometimes they're in the groin area.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe under the armpitsies.
Yep.
Okay. Fever.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle, bone, or joint aches.
Oh, boy.
Loss of appetite or weight loss. Fatigue. I mean, this feels like it could get tricky because you might also have COVID,
yeah.
Or have, you know, the flu. But obviously, if you also have a giant, you know, or a small cat scratch,
yeah,
look at it, right. See what it looks like. If it looks, you know, funky, you might go, you know, I'm going to bring this up with my doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you get it from watching Cats, the movie?
Yes.
You can. I mean, you. Is nausea one of the symptoms?
Yes.
Or sleepiness, you said?
Yep.
Okay.
It is actually really common to get it from watching the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you talk about the movie too much,
you'll get it.
You're at risk.
All right.
How does it spread? Well, fleas, cats, especially kittens, can have a blood infection from the bacteria without symptoms for months. Then they can spread it to their humans from their saliva.
Oh, so you bring up a good point. You said with symptoms that don't show up for months. So it does affect cats? Like they actually get sick from it too? We'll have to look that up.
Yeah, it doesn't say that they get sick from it, but
they're carriers.
They're carriers.
They're hosts.
They're hosts, yes. All right. Okay. Sometimes you can get diagnosed just with an exam, okay? But your doctor might also take a sample of your blood to test it for the B. hensoli bacteria.
Okay.
In a rare case, they may take a sample of fluid from one of your lymph nodes to test for the bacteria. I'm English now. How is it treated? Okay, so this is what, if you have it, what's going to happen? It usually goes on away on its own, so often there's no treatment. You just get better.
Okay.
However, For symptoms, your healthcare provider might give you an antibiotic called azithromycin to try to get rid of that bacteria in your system. This is usually only if you have a compromised immune system or if your symptoms haven't gone away in a couple of months.
Month? Jesus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got it for a whole month and the doctor's like, nope, you're fine
so
far.
You're fine. Just
really, because I have nodes under my skin, cysts under my skin, and I look like a bloated frog. But you're good. Just give it another month.
Just don't watch the movie Cats.
Right.
During your recovery.
That could exacerbate it.
Yeah. Well, how are you going to manage these symptoms, Danielle? I'm going to tell you, okay? You're going to manage your disease at home. You're going to take over-the-counter medicines like ibuprofen or naproxen, the common names Advil or Aleve.
Okay.
Okay? You're going to apply warm compress to your lymph nodes.
Okay.
If you have a very large or painful lymph node, as you've called the frog,
yeah,
you can ask your healthcare provider about having it drained.
Jesus Christ. Whenever draining comes in, you know it's not. Have you ever watched Dr. Pimple Popper?
I have not. I've only seen an ad for it, and I was like, whoa, that ad was a lot. Have you? I feel like you would like it.
I watched it, I think, once. I did like it, which is why I've never watched it again.
Oh, because you were like, this is too scratching the niche that's a little too itchy?
Yeah, like, it's weird that I'm interested in, like, weird skin things coming out of your body.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, they'll show a hole, you know, like, here's a baseball that just came out of your shoulder.
Yeah.
And I do find that interesting, and I don't get grossed out by it. But I also thought, that might not be an area of my personality I need to explore any further. So maybe I just don't watch that
You don't
want to
end up in some weird kink room online.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't get off on it. I just find it sort of
not now, but you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's a gateway.
It is a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd feel watching it. Like, I'd have to watch it to find out.
There's something extremely satisfying about it coming out. That's why you watch it.
Yeah.
Because you see this thing, like, literally someone will come in with, like, you know, a boulder on their head.
Yeah.
And then they get it out.
Yes.
So it's extremely satisfying.
It's solved. The problem is solved.
Maybe that's what it is, because I've had so many things in my life, not horrible things,
right,
but I've had several physical things where there's just no solution. There's no, you know, like the ears, and there's no, no one understands it. I've been through how many procedures now for my ears? Nothing's helped. So maybe that's it. It's so gratifying. Like, there was a problem. You took it out. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is something satisfying about that, I think, to see something solved. Okay. Let's prevent cat scratch fever.
Yes.
How about we do that? All right. Number one, avoid cat bites or scratches.
Okay.
You know, do that. That can be harder than you know if you have a cat that likes to attack you constantly, like
we
have.
Your cat bites and scratches?
He does both. But we have gotten, we've made a lot of headway, and it's gotten a lot better.
Okay. How do you do that?
Okay. So what we have done is instituted more play sessions with him.
Oh.
And we don't ever let him institute the session. So, like, something I was doing wrong was, like, whenever I do yoga, he comes and attacks me.
Uh-huh.
He comes and bites my hands.
Aww.
And sometimes he'll just jump at me and bite different parts of my body.
In a playful way? Like, no.
No, no. Well, he thinks it's playful.
He thinks it's playful.
But it's,
but
like,
it's sharp teeth.
It's breaking my skin. Like, it's not it's not fun. But it's not like he's, like howling. Like, he's not, like, hissing at me. And so what I would do is be like, oh, he wants to play. And I would get, like, one of his toys and start playing with him. But what that does is reinforce the idea that when I attack her, she plays with me.
Gotcha.
So instead now what I do is when I do yoga, I have a squirt bottle right next to my mat.
Uh-huh.
And if he comes, like, he starts doing his haunches where he's going to, like, go down on his haunches to come attack me, I just grab the spray bottle. And as soon as my hand touches it, he knows.
Awesome.
She's going to spray me. And he goes away.
Do you whisper things in his ear, like, you don't even want to know?
I say, I do.
The repercussions.
Yes.
They're going to happen.
You don't know how bad it could get.
Do we need to take a walk up the hill?
Do you better get your shit together.
Yeah.
I say that.
Good.
I pull out, the darkness. And he's also gotten a lot better about not attacking Alex with this in the same way, which is when he sort of does that, gets down on his haunches, I just touch the water bottle.
Genius.
And he backs off. So those have really helped a lot. He doesn't want to get sprayed. Okay, keep your cat indoors to help reduce the risk of fleas.
Okay.
We also let him go outside, but we do flea treat him. So.
Okay, yeah.
And he just goes out on the deck. So he's not going through the grass. Right. You know, like I don't think he's going to be exposed to a lot of fleas on our deck.
Right.
Don't pet or pick up stray cats or kittens.
We don't.
Good idea. Don't let cats lick scratches or wounds.
Right.
I mean, just that's, don't do that. Okay.
You know, a lot of Civil War vets,
mm-hmm.
that's how they died. Because they would have these gaping wounds. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't get that tourniquet around their head, you know, quick enough.
Mm-hmm. They'd just let the cats lick it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
may have meant Revolutionary War now that I think of it.
I think it could have been both.
Either way, it's a stupid premise.
I enjoyed it. If you have a compromised immune system, adopt a cat over a year old rather than a kitten.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you know what? I think it's a good idea to just adopt an older cat anyway, because a lot of them don't get adopted.
Yeah.
And they need help. Okay. What's the outlook for cat scratch fever? You know what? It goes away on its own without causing complications or long-term effects. Usually, in a small number of people, cat scratch disease spreads to other organs, causing more serious illness.
Jesus.
Oh, boy.
I just want to say, and I don't know if this is scientific, it's just that when the cat scratched me mm-hmm. the first time, I just looked up, what do I do? And it just said, wash it. Wash yes. it with soap and water. So I don't know if that would actually prevent cat scratch fever, but do that.
It
at
is
the very minimal, do that.
What you should do
okay.
is wash it with soap and water. And often they say, you know, you don't want to use not rubbing alcohol, but what's the other one in the brown bottle?
Peroxide.
Oh. Peroxide. It's harsh.
Yeah.
It actually kills the good bacteria as well.
Yeah,
you don't need anything that strong. You
yeah.
just put some soap and water on it.
Right.
Would you like to hear some more serious things that can happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Please. You turn into a cat?
I wish.
That would be so serious.
Only if it happened for like a day that I got to be a cat.
Yeah.
Because then I could just like jump really high.
I was thinking that the other day when I saw a picture of, I can't remember who it was. Some beautiful, really tall, like voluptuous woman.
Was it me?
Yes. And I was like, just for a day, I would be so curious. Like, wouldn't that be amazing? Just for a day to be that person.
Yeah. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
No, honest. It's not.
You wouldn't have to leave. You wouldn't have to take your wallet with you anywhere.
Right.
You could just.
Right, like your friend.
Go through the day and not paying
yeah.
for things.
Yeah. Just like, that would just be amazing. We should be able to do that. We should be able to just trade lives with someone for a day.
For a day.
Yeah.
What if you got stuck with somebody who had a really terrible life, though?
But for a day? You could do anything for a day.
Yeah. Endocarditis. This is an inflammation of the lining around the heart that can cause muscle and joint aches, chest pain, and night sweats. It's life-threatening.
Oh, boy.
You don't want that.
No.
What about hepatosplenomegaly? I pronounced it perfectly.
Oh, Magali. It's Irish.
Oh, my gosh. This is when your liver and spleen become swollen or enlarged, and it can make your tummy hurt, and it make you barf, and make you really nauseated.
Yikes.
How about this one? Paranoid's oculoglandular syndrome.
Wow. That's a mouthful.
Can you tell I practiced?
Yeah.
This is where part of your eye gets inflamed and red, and the lymph nodes near your ears are swollen. So specific.
Wow. Really?
Neuroretinitis, eye and optic nerve inflammation that can cause problems with your vision.
Oh, my God.
Encephalopathy, problems with brain function, including confusion, severe headaches, and sometimes seizures.
Jesus Christ.
So bad things can happen.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess around with this, okay? So if a cat bites you, clean the wound and keep an eye on it, okay? If it has signs of infection or if you get any of these symptoms, call your doctor. And as you know, it's so easy to call your doctor.
Right. And also, apparently, they can't do any. Well, that's not true. I guess they can do something for you. But mainly, they just let it run its course.
And or give you antibiotics, right?
Right. Oh, okay. Right. I forgot about that.
Did you try having the cat lick the wound?
Like a reverse thing.
Yeah.
Like when you're given a little bit of the disease in the,
yes, it's the
in the vaccine.
Usually, cat scratch fever does not cause death.
Yeah.
In fact, I couldn't even find statistics. It's so rare, but it does happen. I found some studies. There's a story I'll share after this one that's just a short study. not short study, a short story. This one is about a man and who had some problems.
Okay.
From his cat.
Okay.
Cat lovers know to expect the occasional scratch from their furry friend. It's an occupational hazard when you invite a skilled predator into your home. But sometimes a cat scratch can make a human sick with a potentially serious complication. One new cat dad learned this the hard way when he experienced partial vision loss while driving.
Oh, my God.
According to a description of his case recently published in the American Journal of Case Reports. The 47-year-old man, who was unnamed in the report, had adopted his cat about 2 months before he started feeling ill. He visited his doctor because he had recurring fevers and a constant headache for a week. But the doctor said his symptoms could be related to a previous COVID-19 infection. Mm. As he was driving home from the doctor's office, however, the man abruptly lost his vision on his left side.
Shit.
He rerouted to the local emergency department, where he was eventually diagnosed with cat scratch fever with associated swelling around his optic nerve.
Wow. All
right. Cat scratch. Okay. All the. This is all stuff we've already covered, so I'm going to skip it.
No, you're fine.
Because the man described in the case report didn't have swollen lymph nodes and mainly reported headaches and light sensitivity, the doctor's main concern was meningitis. Mm. But when he was negative for the brain infection and mentioned that his new cat had been scratching him often, the medical team made the connection. The patient eventually tested positive for Bartonella henselae and was also diagnosed with neuroretinitis or a swelling of the nerve in the retina that connects the eye to the brain.
Oh, my God. Man, that does sound scary.
You do not want that to swell.
No.
That seems like some serious business.
Yeah.
Cat scratch disease can be treated with antibiotics, which cured the man's fever and headache. However, his visual field loss was only partly resolved. According to the case study authors, his case underscores the need to treat cat scratch disease promptly for the best possible recovery. So that was pretty...
So he was left with impaired sight?
Yes, yes.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, I have another I'm going to share.
Just one more reason why cats are evil.
I mean, I know you got to watch them. They will really mess you up.
They steal your breath.
Yeah.
They really, they do.
I think that's why I don't like cats, by the way, is because of that movie.
Which movie is that?
Cat's Eye, Drew Barrymore.
I don't know if I saw
cat
that.
Cat crawls on her chest.
That's a Stephen King story, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
From one of his story collections. Okay. A Melbourne family has been left devastated after a lick from a pet cat left a grandmother dead.
Oh.
The 80-year-old, whose family wished not to identify, contracted bacterial meningitis after her cat Minty scratched her then licked the wound.
Oh God, double dip.
Double dip. The woman spent 9 days in a coma at Box Hill Hospital in May. She died after being taken off life support. The woman's family says she would often sleep with Minty in her bed, which is where they believe she was scratched. Mum would sleep with the cat, and obviously through the night, it has licked the wound, and it was the saliva going into her bloodstream that has caused the damage, her daughter told the Herald Sun. Yes. I was in shock for a good couple of weeks. I've tried not to hate the cat, but then I was sitting with it trying to be nice, and it lashed out at me. As well, for no reason.
Talk about pouring salt in the wound, or in this case, cat saliva.
Yeah. So let me see if there's any more. That's it. The rest is just information about cat scratch disease, which we've already covered. So
yeah,
you got to watch.
You
if you're
hate that cat.
If you're a little old lady, don't sleep with your cats in your bed. And be, you know, my grandmother got cat scratch fever.
She did.
It did not kill her. But she had to get antibiotics for it. It was not...
Did she have any of the symptoms you talked about?
I guess. I mean, I don't think they would have put her on antibiotics.
Right.
She was over 80, so, you know, but you're a little old lady. I don't know. Maybe get one of those little dogs.
But you don't put a flea collar on your cat, but you're saying that the drops is just as good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think the drops are great. I mean... You just do it once a month or every 90 days, depending on the brand.
I still keep forgetting that was my plan, was to buy them. Because you can get them over the counter, right?
Yes. You can get them at Petco or whatever,
and just
Amazon.
Like, get on the roof of my house and just you know, squirt it from the roof and hope I aim get at the some back of their neck.
Attach it to the end of a hose.
Yeah,
like
you have to be able to hold the cat to put the drops on them.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you really can't.
You have to. You can't just go boop.
Well, you have to go. You have to get it under right, the fur
right under the fur. You kind of have to hit their skin.
Tongs
to hold the cat?
To hold the fur up?
Could you wear gloves and hold the cat? Like oven mitts?
I mean, the one, Benjamin, would find my jugular and scratch the hell out of me. Sunkissed would run away. Alex might let me. I doubt it. And then...
there's pills, too, isn't there?
Put in their food?
I think it'd be, you could hide it in their food.
I think it... Maybe? Well, yeah, but good luck getting them to eat the pill. Usually they'll just eat all the food and leave the pill.
I was going to say, it's just, dry food.
Oh, so that would be difficult. Yeah. They'll probably smell it.
Well, if I end up dead, you'll know why.
But you're not interacting with them, so...
No, it's just that Benjamin likes to scratch me.
Yeah.
But... I've the few times it's happened, I wash and I've been okay.
Yeah, I think it should be fine.
Yeah,
there might be a way to do it we just don't know about. We could look it up.
Yeah. Like drive by flea.
You
dipping.
Might just spray. You know, like how they do DDT.
Yeah.
Just spray your whole yard.
Why not? We'll all be saved from fleas.
Exactly.
All right.
So don't get cat scratch fever.
I won't.
And
thank you.
You won't die if you do get it, most likely, unless you're over 80 and you let your cat lick the wound.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Well, I guess we'll be right back after this.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to How to Survive. Do you like how I reset it? Like we're on a radio show?
I love it. I would do a radio show with you.
Well, let's make this a radio show.
I don't see why we shouldn't.
We'll do it. Sounds good.
Done.
We have to change our names, though.
We do?
Yeah, we're going to make it something more radio-friendly.
Oh, like Christine Blast.
Yeah,
Christine Blast. Coming at you with the blast of the news.
Right. Christine Blast. And Danny...
Danny Sideways.
There's already a Danny K, so I guess you can do that.
Danny Sideways.
That has a nice ring. Christine Blast and Danny Sideways.
It's just dumb enough to work.
What's Garen? And the garden squirrel. He doesn't have to change.
Actually, I just found out that Jimmy Kimmel, when he was doing radio initially, went by Chris Kimmel.
Stop it.
Yeah. He went by Chris Kimmel.
That's so
weird.
Isn't
that funny?
It's so weird.
I know. Because it's his middle name.
God damn it. Why aren't we related?
I know.
Things would have gone so much differently.
When I first met you, I thought you were his sister.
Everyone thinks that.
I just never heard that name before. Yeah. So.
Does it hurt to let him think that?
It's not helping.
I was going to say, I got a real name attached to people and it doesn't help. So anyway, welcome back. On the first half of the show, of course, we were talking about how to survive cats. And now we're going to learn how to survive catering.
See
what we did there?
It's weird, but it just might work.
With our very special guest, Annie Sertich. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hello,
how
Annie.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How to survive cats, like
cat
like
scratch
animal?
Fever.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Although we did learn that if you watch the movie Cats, you can also get cat scratch fever. That mean we may have Googled incorrectly, but that's what we came away with.
That is true. Did you find out how to, like, if you get a cat scratch, what to do?
Yeah. Yes. Wash okay. it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. For 10 minutes, they say.
Oh, really?
I have a cat. Yeah.
Oh.
My cat's inside, so it's not like I have a feral cat.
Right.
Yeah. But they do say, like, as long as you can, 10 minutes under the warmest of water you can take.
What? Whoa. 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Oh, I just went like this.
Yeah, no, no. 10 minutes and then wash.
Oh. What'd you do again?
Yep.
That was it. That was it.
That felt like a old-timey way to go back in time.
Yeah. The wavy hands. Anyway, Annie is at least our third groundling.
Really?
Yes. Well, we had Stephanie, Courtney, and we had Mindy, Sterling.
We've had some other groundlings.
Have we had other groundlings?
Yes.
Any dude groundlings?
Mitch?
Mitch Silpa.
Mitch Silpa was here.
Of course. We had Mitch. Oh, that was a great story in the hotel. Oh, my God. That was a great story.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know his hotel story. I'll have to go back and listen to it.
Listen to it. It's a good, it's a good one. Yeah. We love Mitch. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Mitch some and others, I'm sure that I just can't recall.
Yeah, so you probably would
Michaela
recognize.
Michaela Watkins? Did you have Michaela?
We have not had, had okay. Michaela on.
Oh, well,
I didn't know she was a groundling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
We were in the Sunday company together. She was ahead of me by about a year. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And you still perform with them?
I do. Yeah. Oh, cool. Direct and perform. Yeah. Uh-huh. Not the weekend shows where you got to slog and like really, you know, like the wigs, the sketches. That.
Oh, okay.
These old bones have retired from that.
Right. You've put your wigs in moth cloths. In moth cloths. In mothballs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're in cloths.
They're
and
cloths
balls.
And moths. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, don't get moth scratch fever. That's bad.
No, that's more than 10 minutes. You submerge.
You got to take a Silkwood shower for that one. So,
yes, yes.
But Annie, before you were this very recognizable actress, you made the rounds, I guess, as a care waiter or what is this?
I mean, I started obviously waiting tables. I came out here not to pursue acting. I was going to go to law school.
Oh.
And then, I
who
did.
Who comes to LA to pursue law? That's interesting. That's
well, wild. I did a year of, and I think I talked to your husband about that. I did a year of volunteer service where I like worked downtown. And I lived in East LA with like four other volunteers and we did this whole thing. So after that year of service, I thought like, it's on my resume and I'm going to go to like Georgetown Law and it's all going to be fine. But it really did completely change my life.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah. Like it was eye-opening and it was just, you know, social work can, it changed everything. So then I went about still thinking I'd go to law school, but I basically just then found myself pursuing, anyway, yes, comedy.
Comedy, right.
But you don't pursue acting if you're like from the Midwest and you're like you go into law or steelworking
something practical
law, doctor or steelworking or law
ideally not the steelworking, that sounds the least fun.
Well, it worked. Apparently, it worked for J-Lo.
Oh,
according to the, have you seen
her trailer?
The trailer for her new movie.
No,
was it on Amazon or something?
It's like Amazon. I think it's connected to her album release. It's like a musical movie.
It's like a 2-hour musical movie. Oh. Like a
I mean,
I don't know if it's 2 hours, but it's a full length movie.
I can't believe it's just coming up now. I can't believe we didn't lead the show with this because it's
completely insane.
Did we have
it's unhinged.
We had like an hour long text chain going about
it. Yes, we did.
Holy
cannoli. So she made this movie, which is, I guess, autobiographical. But in part of it, she's a steel worker. She just got that from Flashdance.
I don't know. It looks almost like it looks like a scene from 1984. The movie,
it's
Brazil. Like, I don't even know. Yeah, it's
Terry Gilliam.
Oh,
shit going
definitely
on.
Terry Gilliam. Which I don't. I doubt she's ever watched a Terry Gilliam
film. Never.
And
then she has like Derek Hough playing
the love interest.
Playing the love interest because I'm guessing she needed someone who can dance because I guess it's a dance.
That could be the only reason, right?
Right.
Or did everyone else say no?
Wait, is that Julian?
Yes. Yeah. He's a Dancing with the Stars alum.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you've seen him in.
He's not like, oh, I got to get that guy to play
my love interest. No.
Wow. And he seems kind of young. I don't know.
He's a lot younger than her. Right? Yeah.
And I mean, the dialogue is like, my sister at night could always sleep, but I couldn't understand how people could sleep when all I could think about was love.
That's the premise of the movie is that she's addicted to
the
love.
The writing is really good.
The writing?
Whoa.
What is it called, Garen? Did you find it out?
This Is Me Now, it's called.
This Is Me Now.
Yeah. And which is also the name of the album.
Oh, there's also a scene where her friends give her an intervention to tell her that they think she's a sex addict.
Right.
Oh, I did see this in the trailer.
Because it seemed like a fever dream. You weren't sure if you saw it, right?
It did. Or it felt like, was I watching a music video? Was I watching? I was unsure what I was watching.
Is it a perfume commercial? Is it a feature? Who knows?
Right, because she does those Coach commercials. Have you seen those? Where she's on a roof and she she's like, dance, don't dance, dance, don't dance. No. And they have this like big shot of her where she's like, her shoes, and then she walks towards the edge and you're like, wait, what is this?
Oh, I have to look that up now.
And I'm obsessed with just how her hair moves because, you know, so much of it is not, you know, and good that it's just extra pieces in her hair.
Yeah, right.
And then I'm like, how do they do that where the wind blows and you can't see the...
Yeah. You know. I think we may have to have a How to Survive, you know, get together and watch this movie together. Yes. Three of us. Because, yes. I mean, that's insane.
Can we do a very special episode about it?
Yeah.
Like where we just talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I am really enamored.
It's going to put Nicole Kidman's AMC thing to shame, I think, for self, for pretentious... Unself-aware.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm trying to find an actual plot for
it. See, you can't.
Well, I mean, she definitely wrote it, right?
I don't
know. They were like, did you get any writers? And she was like, no, I'm writing this. Yeah. This is my story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, finally someone's letting her talk.
Right, finally. I mean, the title, it sounds like, right? It's called This Is Me or This Is Who I Am.
This is me,
dot, 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 now.
Because before...
Yeah,
not me.
They've like, been suppressing her voice for so long.
Yeah, yes.
She's never had the chance to really show us who she is.
Yeah. Anyway,
so yeah,
I'm just a little bit obsessed, but okay.
Okay.
But we can't all be divas. Some of us start as cater waiters.
That's right. Good. Thank you. I did also start as a waiter back in Ohio in college.
I'm from Ohio.
Oh, I'm from Michigan, but I went to college in Ohio.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cleveland. Ohio State?
No. Small little school. No. Cleveland.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm from outside of Cleveland.
Where?
About 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Wadsworth.
Where? Okay. Don't know it.
You wouldn't. It's like a little tiny farm town full of factory workers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Those are my people.
I like it. So I worked at a Ruby Tuesdays,
which
is like Applebee's sister or whatever, and did lots of, and started, you know, catering and things like that. And so, yeah, I did lots of waiting tables and catering, and I worked out here at a place, it was a fish restaurant where we had to call my boss the captain.
Oh, wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Was it like Long John Silver's or H. Salt?
No, it was like
something? It was an actual,
It was a really nice, like very eclectic little fish
Arthur
restaurant.
Treacher's?
What was it called? Because I'm from here.
Oh, okay. It's called The Galley in Santa Monica.
I've heard of The Galley.
Yeah, it
it's
sounds
a
familiar.
Great restaurant, but you have to call in the captain. I mean, shout out to Captain Ron. Captain Ron. And I would have like I found my old journals. Like, I let down Captain Ron tonight.
Oh, my God.
I did. I left out the croutons.
Did you think you had to keep a log because you were on a ship? Was that how into it you were?
Danielle, I wish I would have made that connection. That is very quick. No, I was just probably seeped in, you know, navel gazing and journaling.
Right.
I was like a big journaler. I still have some journals.
That's important.
And so, yeah. But really, and so then I moved a couple other places, but then I worked at like a place in West Hollywood, and it was a very fast-paced sort of, you know, who's who kind of place where, you know, paparazzi would be there and like they would be like, they'd chase other waiters out of there. Like, did Mandy Moore eat regular bacon or turkey bacon? Like,
Jesus,
it was ridiculous.
Christ. And what restaurant was that?
Well, I don't want to say.
Oh, okay,
because,
that's fine. That's
I mean, I don't know who still works there, but is it?
I'm probably not fancy enough to know anyway, honestly.
No, it was. It's just like it was a cool place. But I did the breakfast shift, so I would just be always smelling like waffles and syrup, and gross. And so I would just I worked there four times a week, trying to like, take classes, do all the things, and then someone said, "Do you cater anymore?" And I'm like, "No," but there was a gig at like a fancy Hollywood place,
okay,
of like a 70s star again.
Oh,
like I don't want to.
Okay.
So, I said, I'll do it. And these were gigs that you just like, you had to be on time. You had to da da da. And they were good paydays. So there was one coming up and it was a political fundraiser. And I said, okay, get me on this job. And like, they usually just liked attractive dudes for the job.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to narrow down in my head who this is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so there were two women that worked it. And then this woman, the other woman couldn't do it. So they were like, okay, the gig's yours. And you had to be there at like 1 o'clock, like no questions asked.
Okay.
And I'm like, I can't get there till 2:30. I got to do my, you know, syrup shift. I got to give pancakes to Jeremy Piven. Like I cannot get, that was before his sushi. I cannot get to this place. And my friend, I was like, but I need the cash so bad. He was like, I'll cover for you.
Oh God. Okay.
So I got there like changing in the car, the whole thing. Get there, and I didn't have any prep about what you know, a lot of times, have any of you catered?
Yes.
A little bit.
So it's like, you know, meeting. Everybody lines up and they tell you, you know, what you're serving, who's passing what areas to stay away from, like this and that. So didn't have any of that intel.
Oh.
Got there and the head caterer guy was like, and I just like lied and I was like, sorry, I was in the pool house using the restroom.
For an hour and a half.
Pretty much. And he was like, not a hair out of place, like cliche, like vest, you know, all the tools, everything. And he was like, go pass drinks. I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
Right.
So I go over to the bar area that's been made into like, I think they call it a scullery. I don't know what they make it like in a house.
Okay.
But, and I see, okay, there's sparkling water, there's wine, there's like this big bucket, looks like there's some punch, and I'm like, okay, so there's a wine spritzer punch, there's regular wine, and okay, it's an afternoon political fundraiser, this seems like right.
Right.
So I saw the trays, and I thought, all right, I can comfortably carry four drinks. So I make red or rosé, I make a white, I make one Pellegrino, and I thought, you know what, let me do two of these punches. Okay, so I make five drinks that go out, and there is like a huge speaker, and everyone's like in a horseshoe.
Okay.
So you have to be really quiet, like, you know.
Right.
So I go, and I give the first woman, she's like, blah, blah, blah. She takes a glass of wine. Second woman's pregnant, and she's like, what's in this punch? And I'm like, again, I don't know.
Right.
So I was like, well, this is sparkling water. So she takes the sparkling water. The third person give the punch. Give the wine. And then there were these two guys. And they were like, I was like, it's like sparkling. It's like punch.
Right.
And they're like, hey, we'll take that. Cool. So they take it. Okay. And then I go back. I'm like, okay, we're in. We're fine. And as I go back to the bar area, the scullery, I see another cater waiter. And he's new to the job, very good looking. And I see him. That's the side. That doesn't mean anything. He's good looking.
It's always important.
Tell us what people look like. We want to know.
I think he had like a little bit of a ponytail. But he was taking the glasses. And he was like bussing glasses. So he takes the one glass, the second glass. And he takes another glass of, you know, somebody's like backwash or whatever. And he dumps it in the bucket.
No.
That I thought was punch.
No. No.
And then he proceeds to do it with a second glass and a third glass.
Uh-oh.
And I realize.
Oh, my God.
In that moment, I have served what we call the slop bucket. I have served to those gentlemen.
Oh, no.
The slop bucket.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So I'm like, okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
The slop bucket was on the ground, but...
But it was on, like, to be fair, because when you're in people's houses, you often are so worried. It's like filming in someone's house.
Yeah.
Where, like,
yeah.
Everything's covered. So nothing was on the floor. It was on a crate that had, like, a linen.
So it's elevated. So it looks pretty.
It looks pretty. And it's not, shit. Like, a steel... It's not a rubber bucket.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, like, a really pretty steel. And this was
looks
a place,
like it'd have a drink in it.
Right? I mean, Marsha Cross is at this. You got to keep this, like, going. Okay? And I just go, oh my God, oh my God. So I'm like, what do I do? Do I go and try to take the glasses back? And I go back out and I look.
Yeah.
And these two guys see me.
Yes.
And they wave. I'm like, oh my God, this is it. They point to the glasses and they go, two more.
Oh.
Two more.
Unbelievable.
No.
And
unbelievable.
I'm like.
Unbelievable.
Also, you can't just hide. You know, it's not like when I would do, you know, the Oscars or something. There's so many. There's one woman at this.
Oh my God.
And I'm like. Oh, this is where I get fired. This is where I...
Right.
So I wish I had a better outcome of the story other than I did not go make another slop bucket punch.
God, I wish you had.
Well, I didn't know what to do.
I wouldn't either. This is terrifying.
I was terrified. So I sort of just made myself very busy, like bussing things, moving about for the next like 3 hours, doing whatever I could to try to stay out of anyone's way where they would ask, like, can I... What happened to that punch or whatever? So needless to say... I still am haunted by the fact that I served those two guys.
So you never
full backwash
went up to them again.
Never did.
Someone else helped them.
Well, were they Republicans? Was it a Republican fundraiser?
If it was, I would have felt fine.
It was,
but it wasn't. It was a Democratic fundraiser.
I thought you were going to say that. So then you had to go concoct something that would resemble punch.
No, because I thought about doing that, but then I thought if I got caught by the head cater waiter, then I'd be even more trouble because then I would have to out myself for not knowing what we were serving that day.
Right.
There was no punch.
Go ahead.
No.
I don't know how to make a spritzer punch.
I'm imagining they did get somebody to help them though, and they did say to that somebody,
two more
of those punches. And then that person had to say, we don't have any punch.
Right.
but I can get you wine or right. or
and, I can make right. you a white wine spritzer or yeah. something.
And then they were like, but we had, like, there was some kind of conversation that was confusing that they had to then think in their mind.
Because there were two stations and then there's this huge backyard and everyone's like a horseshoe, right? So there was an actual bar. My friend was working a bar mm-hmm. way on the left. And then this was inside the house yeah. right by the patio where you could then see. So you could almost say, oh, well, I don't know what they're serving over on that end, but yes. we don't have any punch. So I imagine those two guys just got some other sort of beverage because I was so freaked out.
You must, I would have had panic diarrhea big time.
Well, you were also not allowed to use the guest bathroom. So I just, whatever was going on, I had to just hold it and just keep moving.
Catering's the worst.
It is the worst.
So when
yeah.
you go, first of all, did Farrah Fawcett fire you? I'm just trying to figure out who it was. I actually think it was a man. I think the good looking waiters mean it was a gay man.
I think it was Suzanne Summers.
Will not say, but you can make all, these are all very good guesses. I'll tell you it was a couple.
So then it was Farrah Fawcett and Steve, what's his
Ryan
name?
Ryan O'Neill?
I don't know. No, Majors.
Leaf. Yeah, this, I know. It's somebody know more current, and I think it's somebody more politically involved. Oh, I know. It's Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen. Oh,
that's a very good guess.
But she said famous in the 70s.
Was it Locklear and Richie Sambora?
These are very good guesses. I'm just going to let y'all keep guessing because I still feel.
I don't know if our timeline adds up.
Famous in the 70s.
Captain Antonio. Yeah, no, it was
another captain?
You had to call him
I got it. Allie McGraw and an AI-generated Steve McQueen.
There you go.
But I will just say, I have one other very quick catering story, which is that I also did huge banquets. This was back in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And you get in charge of like 3 or 4 tables. So I was in charge of like, let's say table 20. And I'll just remember this man was just... I was like in my 20s. He was just gross. You know, mm-hmm. it was just like gross guys. You could just tell.
Yeah.
There's like, I'll take one. Yeah, what's your name? It's just like, ugh, gross. So I said to the guy, can you take over table 20? I just can't handle. I don't remember the guy's size. I just remember he had a Jabba the Hutt feel.
Oh.
So I was like, just no. So we took over table 20. And about an hour later, he comes to me with this crisp $100 bill. And he's like, table 20, look what I got. I go, are you fucking kidding? I dealt with that guy most of the night, and you got a $100 tip from him. So I'll never forget. I was like, I'm going in. I'm from the Midwest. I don't back down. And I put on more like red lipstick, and I went over. And I was like, more decaf? He looked me straight in the eyes, and he goes, too late, lips.
No!
Lips. Too late, lips.
Not lips.
Oh, no. He had your number.
He had my number. I was like, fuck.
But now
I'm going to go do social work.
I'm wondering if he was never going to tip you. He tipped that guy to spite you because yes. he knew what happened.
Bingo.
So you were never going to get that money.
Never. No. Because I did the appetizer, I did the salad, I did the main, and then I would not go back after that.
Yeah. You were done.
I was done.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I found him some decaf. That's why he gave you the tip. No.
No.
He gave him the tip to spite me.
Yes.
I mean, I would tip for decaf because there's sometimes where I'm like, I need something warm, but I don't want to be up all night.
That sounds like
$100?
No. I didn't even know you were supposed to... I didn't know you were supposed to tape cater waiters.
Tape them?
Tape them? Tip them.
Yeah, tip them. Yeah.
Are you? I didn't know that.
I've gotten like a 20 slipped if I found somebody a cigarette or like little things like that.
I see.
Sort of also, yeah.
I honestly didn't know that.
But it also depends on the event. Like if you're at a, you know, like a graduation party, like no one's going to tip you.
Right.
Also, there's so many kids. But if you're, sometimes these like big Hollywood parties, they'll tip you, or they know you. And that's the thing. It was like this crew of guys that ultimately would do these events. And then every once in a while, there was a woman allowed on the thing. And so we were this like little crew. It was very particular. Mm-hmm. You know, we sort of knew the family because you're in the family's home. And you do the Oscar party. You do the Super Bowl party. You do all these things for them. You do the political fundraiser for them. You serve their guests slop.
Why are women like not
included. I don't get it.
Well, this particular was, it was the wife, the woman of the house, I guess is how.
Suzanne Pleshette.
Yes. Uh-huh. Who sort of booked everybody and did all this. And it was the name of the man that got you probably to the event.
Okay.
So I think she just wanted to be, I don't know, it was like her thing.
Her aesthetic.
Her aesthetic was to have men. Like attractive men.
Attractive men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds so, like a Valerie Harper thing.
Yeah. She wasn't married to a famous guy, though.
Wasn't she? I don't know.
No. So did you tell anybody?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Who did you tell?
I told the guy who was bartending. He was like my best friend at the
time. Is he the guy who got you the gig?
No. He was also secondary on the gig. I didn't tell anybody head up for a long, long, long time.
But you, okay, so you told your friend, the bartender, at the party or later?
Oh, at the party. I had to find him and tell him what I did.
And was he just cracking up?
He was cracking up. He couldn't believe it. And he said, I'm going to make you feel better. This is a little gross. He goes, I'm going to make you feel better. You know how we're not allowed to go in the guest bathroom? I said, yes. He goes, I'm going to go in there and take a shit. So he went in there and dumped hard there for like 40, 30 minutes. And everyone was like, let's say his name was Rick. Where's Rick? And I'm like, we don't know. Where's Rick? Because he's like, cover me. And that's what kind of, we were friends. We were like longstanding. He's another Midwesterner. He's like, I got you. Because I was panicked. I thought I'd be fired. Yeah. I really needed the money. And I also felt like, I just felt, it was so gross. It's not like you served a vegetarian bacon truly by accident. I mean, you served somebody backwash.
Yeah.
A cup full.
I mean, it's alcohol though, right? So at least maybe it's...
Yeah. Maybe it's... And you can imagine it was flat water, sparkling water.
I'm gonna throw up. I can't.
Okay. Anyway, we'll move on. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I should have given you a warning.
No, I'm just so squeamish. I didn't get nauseous the first time, but...
Okay. So it was... Yes. So he went destroyed their guest bathroom.
So you're just not allowed to go to the bathroom for 5 hours?
In the pool? No, you go to the pool house.
Oh, there was... Okay.
That's the guest. That's like... And it had like special towels. Yeah. And I mean, it was like... gold
plate. It has the dip tea candle.
Oh, 100%.
Annie, this has been so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
I'm so sorry I didn't give you a few warnings about what...
No. You didn't know I was extremely screaming. No, I was fine.
Okay.
It was just when it was detailed later. But that's okay.
You never know what's going to hit us, you know? She can talk about Dr. Pimple Popper until the cows come home.
We were talking about that before you came here. So, I mean, you just never know.
Great. Well,
I'm an enigma.
No, and you've had such amazing guests, so I feel really honored.
Oh, thank you. You
want to hear my crazy story.
So you are now a part of the amazing guest list.
Aw, thank you.
And we will be right back with What Did We Learn Today?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Chris,
tell me.
Are you ready to learn what we learned today?
Please.
Okay. 1957 Sweet Smell of Success is about New York City newspaper writer J.J. Hunsaker, that's Burt Lancaster, who holds considerable sway over public opinion with his Broadway column. But one thing that he can't control is his younger sister, Susan.
Uh-oh.
Susan Harrison, who I guess he is in love with. It's very unclear why.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. Who is in a relationship with an aspiring jazz guitarist, Steve Dallas. That's Marty Milner. Hunsaker strongly disapproves of the romance and recruits publicist Sidney Falco, Tony Curtis, to find a way to split the couple no matter how ruthless the method.
No jazz guitarist is going to date my sister.
I mean, I guess that's all it is, but it's not. It's something... I got to look into it and see, like... Is this an incestuous thing? It's very strange. Also, he's like 40 and his sister's 19, which seems like almost impossible.
Sounds like he's actually her dad.
I was wondering, but it's not anything like that.
Is it based on a book?
I'm going to look into it.
It feels like it could be one of those cat on a hot tin roof things where they're not giving you the full picture because the time period it was made, they're not going to tell you the real story of the story. So you're just like, something's not adding up here.
Those were the thoughts I had while watching
Please
it.
Please update us. Please update us when you get your research. When you finish your research and turn it into us.
Okay. Adam 12 ran from 1968 to 1975.
So both.
That's a long show, yeah. Ted Nugent's Cat Scratch Fever was released in 1977.
Good year.
Lymph nodes are located in many parts of the body, including the neck, armpit, chest, abdomen, and groin.
I got some of those.
You got most of them. Most cats with cat scratch fever are asymptomatic, meaning they have no clinical signs and appear normal. Very rarely, a cat may have signs of disease, including enlarged lymph nodes, transient fever, lethargy, and or anorexia.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's just a social problem.
Yeah, I mean,
they're just peer pressure.
They've been shamed into it by the culture of thinness in cats.
Dr. Pimple Popper is a gateway to horrors. Water bottles, correcting animal behaviors since their inception, whenever that was. Yeah, that does do a lot, squirting an animal with water. That seems to be the best.
I don't see why you shouldn't.
Protect your nanas. The cats are out there and they will get them. Christine Blaston, Danny Sideways in the mornings.
I feel like we'd be really good DJs. We wouldn't irritate.
Yeah, but what music would we play? That's the thing.
Oh, well, we have different tastes, I think.
Yeah, we have some overlap. It'd be funny if you introduced songs like, and now here's Feeling in the Eaves, things like that.
Yeah.
That could be our thing that we just get all the titles wrong.
Yes. I think we could play a lot of good classics together.
Yeah.
We could just do, like, next up, an hour of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Oh, well, that could be our whole show.
We could just play Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
I like it.
There's a lot of Fleetwood Mac, too.
There is, yeah.
And in between songs, we could give, like, little tidbits of information about the band. Like, little nuggets of trivia. Like, that song was written about, actually, the affair she had with Mick that Lindsay threw a vase at her head.
Is that real?
No, I just made that up. But okay. I mean,
but we could also make them up, because a lot of times when you hear those things, I don't believe them. Like, I just don't believe those little tidbits they give. They always seem wrong. They just always seem wrong to me.
That's possible, yeah. I mean, it's better than what you usually hear on actual radio, because I have to listen to Kiss FM a lot now with my kids.
Oh.
And it's intolerable.
I grew up on Kiss FM, and I believe you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's so bad. It's they only are allowed to play the 10 same songs, for one. So you only get to hear 10 songs. And
is Ryan Seacrest still a host?
He's in the morning, but it's always like, it's me, Jason Derulo, and when I'm in for Ryan Seacrest, like, I never actually
hear Jason Derulo.
Yeah, he's like doing the top 40 right now.
Oh.
And
what's Ryan Seacrest doing?
I don't know, getting ready to host something or getting his teeth whitened. He's busy.
Yeah, getting his tips frosted.
Yes, he's so busy, guys.
He's so busy.
I don't know what he's doing, but it's 12,000 things.
I feel nauseous.
Is that too hard for you to process?
No, I just suddenly feel nauseous. I don't know. We should go.
Listen, Danielle's got to go vomit. We've been saying too much about Ryan Seacrest, and she can't handle it. But thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, guys, check us out on Patreon. And write reviews about us, because it shows us that you love us, and we love you.
And we're needy, and we need that.
We need it for our really dark, hardened souls.
Yep.
Please, please love us. And with that, remain calm.
Idiots.